According to the Open Group, the simplest way of thinking of the enterprise continuum is as a view of the repository of all the architecture assets. It can contain architecture descriptions, models, building blocks, patterns, architecture viewpoints, and other artifacts that exist both within the enterprise and in the IT industry at large, which the enterprise considers to have available for the development of architectures for the enterprise. Examples of internal architecture and solution artifacts are the deliverables of previous architecture work, which are available for reuse. Examples of external architecture and solution artifacts are the wide variety of industry reference models and architecture patterns that exist and are continually emerging, including those that are highly generic, such as TOCAF technical reference model, those specific to certain aspects of IT, such as a web services architecture, those specific to certain types of information processing, such as e-commerce, supply chain management, etc., and those specific to certain vertical industries, such as the models generated by vertical consortia, like the TM Forum in the telecommunications sector, or ARTS for retail sector. The figure on the slide shows the overview of the context and constituents of the enterprise continuum. So the enterprise continuum contains the specific contextual factors that set the playground for the architecture. These can include, for example, external influencing factors such as regulatory change, technological advances, or competitor activity. Recent examples of regulatory changes that strongly affect the business and operations of enterprises are EU's GDPR and Laki julkisen hallinnon tiedonhallinnasta in the Finnish public sector. Also, enterprises' own business strategy and context, including mergers, acquisitions, and other business transformation requirements, must be noted in the architecture and are thus acknowledged in the enterprise continuum. Finally, contextual factors, of course, include enterprises' current business operations, which reflect deployed architectures and solutions. Then, the architecture continuum covers different architectures from generic to specific. The generic architectures can be regarded as the reference models or best practices that can be used as such or more often adapted for the organization-specific uses. Examples of more generic architectures include the aforementioned technical reference model, whose goal is to provide a widely accepted architectural core taxonomy, and a number of common systems architectures that focus on requirements, building blocks, and standards. As examples of more specific yet generic architectures are different industry architectures, which most, if not all, enterprises in certain industries use. A good example of such an industry is a banking sector, where the architectural guidelines and reference models are needed to ensure the interoperability between data, systems, and processes of different banks, also internationally. Finally, architecture continuum contain organization-specific architectures that may be based on more generic architectures. The architecture continuum guides the solutions continuum, which in a similar manner contains generic solutions and specific solutions. Solutions continuum cover more concrete building blocks to build solutions. These can be either reusable build components or ready-made purchased solutions. As you can see, for both architecture continuum and solutions continuum, there is the arrow adaption for use, which implies that generic architectures and solutions can be specified for specific use cases, but also there is the arrow generalization for future reuse. This is very important in enterprise continuum, and it means that the architects need to keep their eyes on existing specific models and consider if it would be effective and reasonable to generalize these to reusable, more generic models. And finally, of course, the solution blocks can be then instantiated as actual deployed solutions. So this is the physical level of the architecture. The last figure shows the continuum between architecture and solutions.